Loving Father, we are grateful for the dawning of a new day. I'll be here worshiping you all the days of my life. We will worship you all the days of our life. We will give you the glory because you are the only God that we have. The Father who sits in heaven. The Father who is intentional about our lives. We give you the glory. We say thank you, Abba. Thank you for another opportunity stretched to us to see today. We give you all honor. Thank you because your grace has kept us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. You are good. You are kind. It has not been by our works of righteousness, but your mercy has kept us. Your love has strengthened us. God, we are grateful. Our Lord Jesus, we worship you. We say thank you, Jesus. We lay it to heart. We bow down and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you because of who you are. Thank you for ruling in the affairs of our lives. Thank you for not leaving us desolate. Thank you for being intentional about our life. Thank you for strengthening us on a daily basis. Thank you because when we are weak, you've been strong in us. Your strength has been made perfect for us in our weaknesses. Thank you because you've been renewing our strength on a daily basis. Thank you for your teaching. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you for victory. Lord, we are grateful. Without you, we are nothing. But thank you because you did not leave us alone. Thank you because we are not desolate. Thank you because your grace has kept us. We have not been left alone. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful, God, for who you are. We are grateful, God, for who you still continue to be because you're going to daily open our eyes, give us understanding to know who you are. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for fighting our battles for us. Thank you because you have not allowed us to serve you in vain. Lord, we say thank you, God. Thank you because we see your hands on all sides. Lord, we thank you, God. There is none that can be compared unto you. Lord, we bless you. We bless you for who you are. We bless you for what you have done. We bless you for what you are doing. We thank you because you're going to journey with us in the future. Because we are going to fulfill that expected in the future and the hope you have for us. Be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 14th day in the month of March. We are grateful to God for what he has done. It has not been by works of righteousness. It has not been by power nor might. But God's grace has kept us and we are grateful. I want us to make these words of declarations as we go out today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He will make me to lie down in the green pastures of today. He will lead me beside the still waters. I will enjoy the restoration of the Lord. I will enjoy the help of the Lord. Victory is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord gives me victory over every appointed evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimony fill my heart because I will be helped of the Lord. The Lord keep me. The Lord teach me today to walk according to his will. I receive wisdom from the throne of grace. I receive insight to live my life the way God wants me to be. I receive the strength to be intentional in the transformation of my life, in following the details that God has given to me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be redeemed from the evil of today in the name of Jesus Christ. The heavens open unto me. The gate of heaven opens unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk contrary to the will of God for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be where he doesn't want me to be. I will be where he wants me to be in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive instruction. I receive direction to direct me in all I will do. And I will enjoy the peace that supersedes human understanding. I will enjoy the rest of the Lord. I will enjoy the peace of the Lord. The joy of the Lord will fill my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, my testimony will be peace, peace, and peace in the name of Jesus Christ. As we have made this declaration in faith, that will be our portion in Jesus' name. As we have been talking about help from the Lord, I know we've been enjoying the help of the Lord in one way or the other. And in the name of Jesus, we will not walk out of the help of the Lord for our lives in the name of Jesus. We will receive the daily help that he has provided for us in Jesus' name. Amen. We will be looking at the scripture, Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2, which says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. I want you to say to yourself that my help comes from the Lord. My help will come from the Lord today. My daily help will come from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth in the name of Jesus. And that will be our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. The help of the Lord is life. I say it again. The help of the Lord is life because it brings redemption. The help of the Lord brings redemption to us. Our God is full of mercy, and his purpose for mankind is to bring man back to him, to bring man back to the place of fellowship, to redeem us from the curse of the Lord, to redeem us from the error of the beginning, to restore us back to him by his redemptive power. I pray that we will not walk out of the help that the Lord has provided for us in Jesus' name. This morning we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 12 from verse 43. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through the dry places, seeking rest, and findeth not. Verse 44. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. He goeth and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that is worse than his first state. Amen. Praise the Lord. A void was created when man sinned against God. And this verse is making us to know that when that evil spirit gets out, you know, the power of God comes to do redemptive work in our lives, to make our life clean. But if we refuse to occupy our hearts with the presence of God, with the word of God, the Bible says, when the evil spirit comes back and sees that this heart is clean, is garnished, is swept, and there is no occupant in that heart, he goes back and brings seven more wicked spirits and come together and sway in the heart of the person, that the present state of that person becomes more terrible than the first state of the person. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord will be the only occupant of our heart in Jesus' name. The redemptive power of God is to deliver us from every vacuum that was created, from the vacuum that we received from creation, from the vacuum that we received from Adam and Eve when they walked away from God. I want us to open our mouth because we are going to be reading more of prayers this morning. The Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every vacuum that is in my heart, every vacuum that I have created, I have not allowed your spirit to take charge. Lord, in your mercy, fill it with your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I don't want any vacuum in my life. Fill the vacuum of my life with your spirit. I want your spirit to rule over my heart. I want your spirit to teach me. I want your spirit to be my guardian counselor. I want your spirit to be in charge of all that concerns me. Lord, every vacuum that I have created into my heart by disobedience, by walking out of your will, by ignorance, Lord, in your mercy, fill the vacuum in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your spirit fill my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your spirit fill my heart in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name of prayer. For every time that man walks his own way, walking our own way is walking contrary to the instructions of the Spirit of God for our life. Anytime man walks his own way, it is creating a vacuum. Anytime man ignorantly or intentionally disobey God, it is creating a vacuum. I pray that we will not create vacuums to destroy our lives in Jesus' name. I want us to say the second prayer, that my life is not meant for the habitation of unclean spirits. My life is not meant for uncleanness. Spirit of the Lord, come and take charge of my heart. Come and take charge of my life. My life is not the habitation of evil. My life is not the habitation of cruelty. My life is not the habitation of fleshy desire. Spirit of the living God, come and take charge of my life. Come and habitate my life. Come and take full habitation of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. My life is not meant for every habitation that is not of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, every root that my Father has not planted, Father Lord, uproot them from the root in the name of Jesus. Come and take total charge of my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. I want us to say this prayer, Lord, Father, make my life your home. Make my heart your home. I surrender my heart to you. Come and take charge of my heart. Come and make my life your place of dwelling. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say yes to your rulership today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say yes to your rulership today. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Lord, redeem my life by your mercy. I come to you this morning. Redeem my life by your mercy. The Bible says you are plenteous in mercy. Lord, redeem my life in your mercy. Lord, I ask for your mercy over my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I come to you this morning. You said you have mercy on whom you have mercy of. Redeem my life by your mercy. Help my life by your mercy. Restore my life by your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, how can a young man cleanse his way except by taking heed to the word of God? I want us to say this prayer that, Lord, teach me to follow your instructions for my life. Teach me to follow your daily instructions for my life, because it is in you that I receive help, and it is your help that can sustain my life. The Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, teach me, O God, to follow, teach me to take heed to your instructions for my life. Teach me to follow your instruction on a daily basis. Teach me to be obedient. Help me to follow you in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me to accept your daily help for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I do not want to be disobedient to the heavenly call. Lord, I do not want my life to be destroyed. Lord, teach me to be obedient to your word. Lord, teach me to be obedient to your daily instructions for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. I want us to say, Lord, open my heart and my eyes to your instructions for my life. Open my heart and my eyes to the instructions of your redemption for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, open my heart, open my eyes to the instruction of your redemption for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, on a daily basis, Lord, I ask for the opening of my eyes, my understanding, the understanding of my heart and my eyes. Lord, open it, oh God, to your redemptive power for my life. Open my eyes to the redemption you have for my life on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Psalm 130 verse 7 said, let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. I want us to say the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, teach me daily to receive your redemptive power for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, teach me to receive it on a daily basis. That redemptive power that you have released unto me, that you have provided for me, teach me to receive it on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus, teach me to receive your redemptive power for my life, that my life will not fall short of your grace, that my life will not fall short of your deliverance, that my life will not fall short of the victory that you have given to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray. I want us to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your plenteous redemption, redeem my life and all that concerns me. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life and all that concerns me. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you are plenteous in redemption, Lord, redeem my life in every areas of my life, in every areas that is not open to me, that I'm not even aware that I need your redemption. Lord, I ask you, God, in your mercy, because you are plenteous in redemption, Lord, redeem my life and all that concerns me in your mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want us to say this prayer that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by your plenteous redemption, redeem my life from every evil and writing. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life from every appointed death. Redeem my life from every appointed destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life from every error of the past. Redeem my life from every error that I have made due to my disobedience. Redeem my life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Redeem my life from the pit of hell. Redeem my life from every evil company. Redeem my life from every evil pronunciation that I have made ignorantly to myself, or that has been made over my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life from depression. Redeem my life from the pit of hell. Redeem my life from evil company. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you are plenteous in mercy, redeem my life from the power that looks stronger than my life. Redeem my life from the power of my lineage. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life from the evil of my image. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life by your favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you are plenteous in mercy, redeem my life from every appointed date in the name of Jesus Christ. Redeem my life from every evil company. Redeem my life from every power that says they will not eat, they will not sleep nor eat until they see my downfall. Lord, in the name of Jesus, redeem my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Redeem my life from every appointment of death. Redeem my life from every error. Redeem my life from fleshy desires. Redeem my life from every wasted years that I have wasted through ignorance. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life from appointed shame. In the name of Jesus Christ, redeem my life from bad luck. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, redeem my life by your mighty power. In the name of Jesus Christ, that Lord, as I go today, in the remaining days of this year and beyond all the days of my life, let me enjoy the redemptive power. Let me enjoy your power of your redemption. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life will not fall short of your redemptive power. You are plenteous in mercy in every areas of my life, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Let me enjoy your redemptive power that is plenteous in every good things of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for my family. In the name of Jesus, for my husband, for my children, for every loved one. In the name and for every one of us that are hearing this word, that in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will enjoy the redemptive power of the Lord that is plenteous, that is powerful to redeem, to restore, to give restorations to us. In the name of Jesus, and three areas of our life that needs to be redeemed, they receive the redemptive power of the Lord that is plenteous in every area. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with us in Jesus' name. We put Nigeria into ears. Hear ye the word of God. You will receive the redemptive power of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in the name of Jesus Christ. Every of our prayers that you have prayed, the Lord gives answers to them in the name of Jesus. We continue to enjoy the redemptive power of the Lord. We will not walk out of the redemptive power that the Lord has made available to us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.